This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It was J.J. Watt on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about the Texans and their 94% chance of making the postseason.
And some of those 94% aren't actually 94%, you know? That's in a database and an algorithm, not in real life. Like, Texans, 94.4%. Okay, then you got the Colts right there, 26.5%.
Sure.
But do they know that Anthony Richardson's starting this weekend?
I doubt it.
Do these stats know that the Indianapolis Colts are now a professional culture behind closed doors? Yeah. No, they don't. So it's much more wide open than these numbers say, but yeah, it does look like it is a one slot.
Are you just back on board now? Are you just fully back on board?
Buddy,
like, has this just been a hop back on?
Until they...
Was it the tooth? Was it the tooth? Was that what the problem was? You were angry because your tooth hurt?
My tooth.
So you're tough on the Colts, and now the tooth is out, you feel good? You're like, hey, I'm a Colt again.
I didn't think about that possibility.
Okay, so that was... It was mostly McAfee talking about... Rambling on about algorithms and whatnot. But the Texans, yeah, like all you go to a lot. It's hard to find a site where the Texans have less than a 94% or a 90% chance of making the postseason right now.
It's a testament to just how bad the AFC South is this year.
That's the biggest thing. Yes,
right. The Texans have still been. They've been operating the last few weeks where they've lost three or four games. They haven't been that much different than they were when they had a really good record. Just they operate like a 500 football team, and it's just a matter of all right. At this point, it's hard to envision them getting worse. And I say worse as if they're bad. They've been mediocre. And they're a mediocre team in a division loaded with bad teams. So, but they're capable of being better than mediocre. That's what we're waiting for.
94% chance to make the playoffs. 50% chance to get to the second round of the playoffs. And then from there, it gets a lot dicier. 17% chance to make the conference championship game.
That's not astronomical. Sean.
Not astronomical.
That's not bad. That's not bad
for a team that can't block and protect its quarterback. Like that's 17%. It's a good sporting chance right there.
But with Nico Collins potentially returning, which changes, they still won't be able to block, but it won't hurt them as much. You're not as hamstrung by a bad offensive line when you've got Nico Collins out there. You can overcome some of those issues a little bit more easily.
I asked you earlier this week, like if the Texans are the four seed, which they would be under these scenarios, they'll get a home playoff game. Which of the team, you know, it looks like it'd be some either the Steelers or the Chargers or the Ravens, one of those teams. And you and I kind of rank those teams. If we take it a step further and assume the Texans win that game and they go on to the next round, they'd probably have to travel to either Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo.
Yeah.
Is there a preference with any of those, or are those all just, wow, that's cold, and that is a raucous crowd in terms of... Who you'd want to play, like, of those teams.
Oh, in the playoffs.
Yeah,
there,
like, if you had to go on the road, like, last year...
Buffalo.
Buffalo. And yet that just feels...
You already
like,
got
Feels like
you got a taste of, you know, you got a taste of success against Buffalo.
You do. No, it's the right choice. It just feels like, wow, there's really no good choices. I guess this is when you're the four seed, this is the spot you put yourself in.
Except that the way the Texans have been playing right now, that's where I just I reserve the right to change how I feel about them after they go through their stretch of really tough games in the regular season.
Yeah,
that's going to change everything.
Just thinking about the weather is all.
When it comes to Bobby Slowick, I mean, you're just thinking about the composition of the team right now and how they struggle. And so much of it is, man, they love to run two tight end sets with condensed formations where they bring everybody in close to the football. And it just feels like, man, somebody yesterday said, well, Seth, even after Nico comes back, do you trust their ability to protect CJ long enough to utilize some of these deep routes? No, I don't. But I also feel worse about it when they can't pass protect whether they have five guys in protection or eight guys staying in protection. And whenever they bring in a bunch of people to help pass protect so they can maybe have some deep developing routes, I feel like it's like you're in a bunker that's made of defective concrete. And you're like, sir, general, we're in trouble if they decide to shell us because this is defective concrete. And the general says, well, how about we bring more defective concrete? we'll add more defective concrete to the bunker. And then you're like, no, that just makes us a bigger target,
right?
And less able to deal with it. That's what I feel like when they have the tight ends and the wide receivers all jumbled up near the football. Like, yes, you've brought more ineffective concrete in to protect against the artillery, and we're not ready for that.
Yeah.
So just open it up a little bit, all right? If CJ's going to get hit regardless, at least give everybody a fighting chance.
Give him five options out in routes. Yes, yes. Players-only meeting. Texans have reportedly in recent days, they had a players-only meeting that, as we've pointed out, it was really more of like leadership council type stuff. Captains plus a few of the other vets. J.J. Watt was asked about this, though, by Pat McAfee. The level of concern that the Texans are at a stage of the season where they're conducting a meeting like this.
Players only meeting. Now, they are sitting on top of the AFC South. But what's your level of concern with that going forward?
Oh, no.
I have heard that there was a long players-only meeting. I am on record in the past discussing players-only meetings and what those generally mean for an organization. When I saw the first half on Sunday, I was very close to tweeting out, maybe it's the first players-only meeting in history that was productive and positive and worked. And then the second half happened. So I'm hoping that something more positive comes out. Maybe it needed to be longer. Maybe they need to double the length of players-only.
Wasn't it they were saying 2 hours?
Multiple hours.
Jeez.
I did hear 2 hours. I have no direct sources, but I did hear two
what
hours.
What the
f*** is an extensive?
Are you doing for 2 hours? Everybody on the team got 10 minutes? All right, everybody in here gets 10 minutes. Kaimi, you're first. Fairbairn, what are your thoughts?
I missed the 58-yarder. It's the first 50-yarder that I've ever missed, seemingly, this year, and we got to be better attention. Okay, long snapper, Wiggs, get up there, pal. What do you got? Okay, CJ, Will, Nico, is it everybody talking? Is there a presentation?
It's a long meeting, man. It's a long meeting. I don't know. I don't know what. That's just a long meeting in general. 2 hours. It doesn't matter if it's the head coach running it, if it's the players running it. That's a long time to be in that meeting room.
I hope there was a presentation.
Yeah, that is a long time, man. 2 hours.
You know, Oklahoma had a players-only meeting after they lost to Texas a few weeks ago.
Earlier this season?
They followed that up with a 35-9 loss to South Carolina.
Ah, so after, close.
That was what that players-only meeting yielded for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I was looking for the various more notable and recent players-only meetings and how well they worked out.
JJ's follow-up on this is hysterical. They asked him, take us in the locker room. How do those meetings go?
There is a lot of, like, there's one guy up there that's like, hey, guys, I'm going to take control of this. We're going to get this under control right away. And there's a lot of people in the room rolling their eyes, laying back in their seats, kind of waiting. And then there's definitely one guy speaking that should not be speaking in front of the team ever.
Every time.
For sure. And he's going to try and rally the troops and really give his go of it, what he's seeing from the side. sidelines that he thinks the team needs to work on.
Nice.
And that guy's always a f***ing idiot.
Yes. Yep. Always. That is true. Yeah. Every team has that too. Yeah.
And then somebody tries to bring it back around, and they're like, "All right, so we're going to take away from this is that we all need to come in a little earlier. We all need to stay a little later. We all need to really give it a good go this week, as the Jets say, 3 good weeks of practice. We need that, and then we're going to be good." And it just ends, and everybody leaves, and immediately starts talking to their close clique of friends. Like, "God, that was f***ing dumb."
Talking about everybody's speech.
Like, can you believe what's his nuts got up there and said, like, he played one snap one time, and he thinks he can tell us how to play? Like,
yeah, the big detail they were missing was that it wasn't an entire team off entire team only meeting, players only meeting. The team wide players only meeting is rarely productive. It's just too many. It's dominated by all the people that you don't want speaking. The people that called the players only meeting immediately regret it once they realize, like, "Oh God, this guy's been going on for 10 minutes. Who's going to step up and tell him to shut up?" Yeah. So it's important to point out that this was not an entire team players only meeting. It was a few of the leaders that got together who I feel like, could spend 2 hours talking about various things and ideas and maybe the way they can lead some of the guys who, if they had been in the meeting, would have been talking too much. Those are the guys you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm less skeptical of this players only meeting because it wasn't the type of meeting that Pat McAfee and JJ Watt were talking about.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Okay, as far as JJ's description of the meeting, which was fantastic, it was hilarious. Yeah. He's got to be drawing from some personal experience to be that descriptive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on my hypothesis from 2 hours ago when we played that audio that he is describing a meeting during the 2013 2-14 season, somewhere like midway through the season, where DJ Swearinger stood up and said, "Hey guys, this is what rookie safety DJ Swearinger stood up and said, hey guys, this is what we need to do." And as you pointed out earlier, it involves some form of swag that we need to operate with more swag.
We need to bring more
two
swag.
G's. Yeah, two
that's
G's.
That's the whole, that's the problem.
Yep.
So 2014, I guess the only thing there was DJ was at least playing a bunch. I wonder who the guy would have been that wasn't playing at all in 2014 that they really thought. I don't know. 2013 or 14?
13 was when they went
13,
two,
oh, that was the 2-14,
2-14 season. Yeah, 2013. So, The irony in all this, and I don't think I'm, being mean here by saying this, like the irony in all this is I think that most people back when JJ's image was being so perfectly crafted, when he was at his peak winning those multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards, there was, JJ was not as loose publicly talking about things. He loosened up I think those injuries in 16 and 17 kind of changed his outlook on things, and he became, I thought, a little more authentic. think a lot of people would have thought, like, during JJ's early years, like, especially 14 and 15, when he was the he was the best player maybe in the league and he was the leader of the team, that he would have been the guy calling the players-only meeting. JJ clearly is making fun of anybody having to do with leading a players-only meeting in that.
Well, if it's the entire, if it's the entire group like that.
Yeah.
You know, the guy, the one guy that I thought it was maybe Brandon Harris, because that was
no fly zone.
That was in the peak. Like, why is Brandon Harris still on this?
That's
team
a good
stage?
One.
Like, man,
yeah.
We knew that Rick Smith and his uncle were buddies or something, going back to their playing days. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
And Brandon Harris, like, he called himself no fly zone. He's from the U, so I could see him like getting up and like making a statement in that meeting. And everybody's like, bro, you played four snaps yesterday. What are we doing?
Yeah,
that's a good one, Seth. Brandon Harris. All right, I choose to
unless
speak
it was Ed. Well, that year could have been Ed Reed too. If
in 2013,
people weren't all that enthusiastic about Ed Reed's veteran leadership that he was supposed to provide. it turned out that it was more Ed Reed taking shots at Wade Phillips the whole season.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. 5 Hour Energy fan line 713-572-4610. If you want to hit us in there. Who do you think JJ was referring to? Who is the jackass that doesn't play that was speaking up in old Texans team-only meetings when JJ was there? Weigh in. Nick Caserio was on Texans All Access yesterday. I don't know if it's running tonight or ran last night. It was on YouTube. I know that. We've got the audio to prove it. He sat down with the guys. His scouting report on Micah Parsons paints a pretty scary picture. And what does Nick Caserio have to say about the Texans' offense in the second half of football games? We'll hear from the Texans GM coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.